There's not a friend
like the Lord Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
God has revealed all our souls to Jesus.
No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He
never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. And you hear tonight a promise full of grace.
full of grace, call upon me, and I will answer thee. This afternoon we heard about Samuel, among those who call on his name. They called on him, and he answered them. Isn't that a wonderful faith-inspiring promise? We heard about exceeding great and precious promises. This is one of those great ones. Exceeding great and precious. Limitless in its potential. For all who call upon him, the Lord is rich. We read in Romans, the Lord is rich over all.
Jesus
talks about those distinctions that we make. The Lord is the same over all, and he's rich over all who call upon him. Oh, what a wonderful Lord we have out here on the staircase going up to the second floor. There's a plaque that says Rolf Parker. It gives his dates, and then there's a Bible verse. And that was put there soon after he passed away. He was one of them. One of the great men in my life, a great example in our church, my Sunday school teacher for years, faithful usher, greeting the folks at the door. But you know, one thing, I mean, how many times did I hear that man pray every Sunday school class? He was such a loving, gracious, kind, gentle, tender, fatherly man. His patience was tried so many times in that Sunday school class, where those were tremendous tests, but he passed them all. That man was so patient, so much like Jesus, I guess. And one thing, when I heard him pray, this is the way he always started. He said, "Our gracious Heavenly Father." He said, "Our gracious," I don't think I ever heard him pray another way. That's how he started. He came to the Father in heaven and he said, "Our gracious Heavenly Father." And that's, I pray that way sometimes, but I guess it's because I heard Brother Rolf pray that way. "Our gracious Heavenly Father." I think of that verse in Romans 8 as we come to the Lord's table. Our gracious Heavenly Father,
yes.
He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Hallelujah. That's one of those rhetorical questions, but it means that he's going to do it. He'll give us everything that we need, or as we heard from Peter this morning, all things. According to his divine power, we've been given all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. I remember that communion service we had here a couple months ago, the first Sunday of the season. And Brother John Munsinger was standing behind here and giving the Word of God. And he was saying, oh, God has gone to such great lengths to reveal his love to us, to draw us to himself. And it was something like tonight's meeting. It was such, this isn't exactly the way we do it at home. And there it is, the communion. And he's saying, God has gone to such great lengths to reveal himself, to make himself known, to show us his love, to bring us his life. And it was right in front of us. It was such a beautiful object lesson. I was sitting over there, and the same thing happened to me. The same thing happened to me. Boundless stores of grace. And there's no greater gift than the gift of his Son. And there's no greater feast than that which has been spread for us tonight. And we're invited to come and partake of him, to eat and to drink our fill. And oh, how thankful we are tonight. We want to come to the Lord's table in faith, trusting Him to meet every need. We want to partake of His life tonight, receive Christ in a fresh way, for He is here. He Himself is here tonight to minister to you and to me. And He invites us, as we've heard tonight, just to call upon Him, just to open wide the cry of our hearts. He understands it. We don't always say the right things, but He can translate what we say. He knows the depth of your longing. He knows your greatest need, and He can meet that need. And He has met it already in Jesus. And tonight we come to receive of Him. We're so thankful. Every one of us should be so thankful for our gracious Heavenly Father and for the gift of His Son. And the gift of His love is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And tonight we can receive life for spirit and soul and body. Tonight we can receive more of Christ. And all that we need is ours in Him. We can come to Him and find a fullness beyond, as we heard, all that we can ask or think, all of our highest and greatest expectations. Oh, they're met in Him and way beyond. And we're so thankful for that. Let's come in faith tonight. Come receiving out of His fullness. Come partaking of His grace. Jesus is here and He offers Himself to each one of us. And we thank Him with all of our hearts. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, our ministers are coming to serve us tonight. And we're so thankful for these servants of the Lord. They're serving God's people. Lord, I pray that You'll bless these men as they serve us tonight, Lord. We pray that You'll minister to them as well, Lord. Pour in life and strength. Give them a fresh anointing as they serve Your people. Let them serve in the power of Your Spirit, Lord. Let the life of Jesus flow tonight. Let the work of God be done among us. Let us all call upon Your name and reach out to You in faith. For Your name's sake we pray. Oh, we thank You, Lord. We thank You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When I survey the so amazing, so divine.
Yeah.
Shall have.
Yeah.
Shall have. Love. Jesus desired to eat the Passover with his disciples before he suffered. And as he enjoyed that time together, I'm sure he did with his disciples that evening, and he taught them so many wonderful things. We still have them in the Gospel of John, and we can feed on those. But he also instituted this feast. He left this behind with his disciples, and the Apostle Paul described it in his letter to the Corinthians, in his first letter. He said, I got this from Jesus.
Yes.
This is the feast that Jesus instituted, and I have delivered it unto you. And all over the world, through all these years, Christians have done this in remembrance of their Lord and of his sacrifice in their behalf. Again and again, this feast has been repeated. And I'm sure it's been done in many, many different ways throughout the years. But done in remembrance of him. And we do it in our way here, too. And perhaps I should just say that when we receive the bread, we take it from him. But we hold it, and we wait for everyone to be served. And then we partake together. And we do the same with the cup. And I don't think there's any other instruction that's necessary. The Lord wants us all to come and partake. He says that we ought to examine ourselves, but not so that we will not partake, but it says, with an examining, with a thoughtful heart, so let us eat. So let us partake of this feast of his love. Hallelujah. With humble, grateful hearts, we come to you tonight. Paul said, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it. And he said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. First thing is to give thanks. So let's do that as a congregation. Let's lift our hearts. Thank him for his broken body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The way that his has been made for us. Because his body was broken for us. That way through the veil. Into fellowship with himself. Fellowship with the Father and the Son. Through the Holy Spirit. Has been made possible for me, Lord, and for all your believing people. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Pastor, you will you lead the congregation in a prayer of thanksgiving?
Lord, we thank you. Jesus, you have broken your body that this veil has been rent into. Tonight we can come in. Come to the holiest of all, that we can enter in this God's presence, and we can give our thanks. We thank you for your love. Thank you for what you have done for us. Not only let us enter in, you want to become our life. We will partake of this bread, that we will have a great union with you. We will be belong to you, and you will abide within us. We thank you for what you have provided. We give you all the thanks. Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, behold the man of sorrows.
ours is a together feast. We're feeding together. We're enjoying His presence together.
Yes,
we're receiving Him together. But it's also very personal. It is, and let's take it right from Him tonight. So He were feeding us and giving us of Himself, because He is. Jesus said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Eat ye all of it." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. After the same manner also, He took the cup.
Yeah.
He took the cup after He had supped.
Yeah.
And He said, "This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it."
Yes.
"In remembrance of Me." If you ponder those words for a moment, it means more than we could ever imagine, more than we can ask or think. This cup is the New Testament, the New Covenant.
Yes.
Think of the promises that God has made to His people. Put them all together. And they're ours because this blood was shed for us.
Yes.
This cup is the New Testament. Yes. "In My blood," Jesus said, "this do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me."
Yes.
Let us remember Him tonight as we drink.
Yes.
As we receive this cup, let us receive it from Him. Hallelujah. And as we eat and drink, we want to remember that He has life and strength for us, for spirit and soul and body. His promises are yes,
yes, Lord,
and amen. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus, who bled and died for us and tonight lives for us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, we thank
you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Tom, would you pray a prayer of thanksgiving for this cup?
Thank you. Lord, we thank you so much for having shed your blood for us.
Yes.
And purchased our full salvation for us all.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, O God, O God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
Lord,
make us perfect in every good work to do your will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, be glory forever.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Go better. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you've been holding before the Lord. You can claim it. You can take what He has for you. There's a fullness here. The fullness of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. You can receive from His hand. Life at His hand you can receive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said this cup is the New Testament in my blood shed for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Drink ye all of it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is power.